We are looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine across our area this afternoon. The sky cover is variable, so in some areas it is quite gloomy right now, but in other spots the sunshine is quite bright. Temperatures today are running a little bit below average for this time of year. We're mainly in the 60s this afternoon with some 50s in the mountains. So temperatures are cooler than what is normal, but not way off the mark, so it still feels pretty comfortable across the region. Now, we do have a weakening front, which is dropping through the area right now. That may set off a couple of showers and spots as we go through the late afternoon and early evening hours. Best chance for a shower will be along and south of I-90, though the rainfall is not expected to be especially heavy. Rain is a bit heavier to our south. There is a storm that is working its way through the mid-Atlantic, but it's working more from west to east and will track south of Long Island through the night into the day tomorrow. So in terms of any heavy rainfall, well, that appears to be a miss, but we could see a few spotty showers from that front as it drops through tonight. Otherwise, it's a quiet night across eastern New York and western New England as temperatures fall back into the 40s with some 30s in the mountains. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine, maybe a little bit cloudier in our southern areas as we go through the day tomorrow. Rainfall should be limited to none, and we're looking at daytime high temperatures that will once again be cooler than normal, running mainly in the 60s with some 50s in the mountains. Moving into the day on Thursday, it will start to warm up. Temperatures will climb up into the 60s. A few spots will come up to near 70 degrees, which is a little bit closer to normal. Now, on Thursday, we're looking for partly sunny skies, and there is the chance of a pop-up shower, especially in the higher elevations. There's going to be a little disturbance coming through in the upper atmosphere, helping to trigger a couple of showers on Thursday. So some rain is possible, especially Thursday afternoon, though most of the day will be dry. And it looks like the pick of the week is on Friday, with temperatures that will rise into the 70s across most of our area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 30s to lower 40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower and some areas of fog, low in the 40s, and for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 40 to 45. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a spotty afternoon shower, a bit milder, with highs in the 60s to around 70. And on Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs 70 to 75. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.